Years ago, I read my stories at Claire de Lune, a popular San Diego coffee house. And one night, I recited a piece about a friend of Othello, visiting him in Venice and witnessing all the mayhem that took place there. The story was well received, and afterwards, as a group of friends and I gathered outside to discuss my performance, the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen appeared. She looked like a cross between Sophia Loren and Venus. Her eyes were fixed on mine as she approached, her lips forming a sly, knowing grin. Barely slowing her stride, she gently brushed against me, whispering one word in my ear in passing. Cyprus. I immediately became simultaneously puzzled and infatuated with that word. What did it mean? Was Cyprus the name of the captivating perfume she wore? Was it a top-secret code word? Did I in some way remind her of a cypress tree? My mind reeled with enticing bewilderment. A year later, while watching a production of Othello, it struck me what my mysterious muse had actually said and why. Though Othello was the Moor of Venice, the murder of Desdemona, along with several other tragic acts of violence, took place on Cyprus, an island country off the coast of Turkey. Not only had I misunderstood what I'd heard, that seductive vision of a goddess I dreamed of was simply pointing out a fault in my knowledge of Shakespeare. But I refused to remain permanently crestfallen. The mention of Cyprus still gives my heart a healthy jolt of desire. To this day, it whispers of amorous adventure, of escaping to some exotic haven, green with unending possibilities. It will cling to me long after the trees have withered and the island itself has crumbled and dissolved into the azure waves of the Mediterranean. Cyprus. Thank you.